Today's Words of Wisdom, World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice, will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. As an internationally renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, poet, and artist, Supreme Master Ching Hai has also been an advocate for peace and the environment, as well as an animal lover. Caring deeply for the earth and all its inhabitants, Supreme Master Ching Hai has been urgently raising awareness on the stark reality of climate change, with a steadfast determination to preserve our beautiful planet. Tirelessly accepting numerous invitations to conferences, media interviews, and other events, Supreme Master Ching Hai has helped to clarify and prioritize the vegan solution for humankind, grounded in both extensive scientific research as well as profound inner spiritual knowledge. Supreme Master Ching Hai also sends a message of encouragement for government leaders and citizens throughout the world, which is to act nobly for the survival and happiness of all beings, now and for generations to come. Stemming from the vision of a peaceful and loving world for the future, World Vegan World Peace, A Conscious Choice, was a special conference that was broadcast live globally on Supreme Master Television, featuring an insightful interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by the Honorable Frank Avila, Vegan Commissioner of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago in the United States of America. Joining the discussion were the Honorable Patricia Horton, Commissioner of the same distinguished government agency, and Ms. Sherry Avila, a vegan teacher and docent for the Loyola University Museum of Art and for the Irish American Heritage Center. Setting aside precious time from her full schedule, guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, candidly shared her thoughts on ways toward world peace and restoring nature's balance. The event also celebrated compassion and the environment through performances by American and international artists, including premiering songs set to music from the soulful poetry of Supreme Master Ching Hai. We now invite you to listen to the rebroadcast of the live conference entitled World Vegan World Peace, A Conscious Choice at the University of Chicago, Illinois, USA on Thursday, August 11, 2011 with Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
And Supreme Master Ching Hai, our next question is by my colleague, Commissioner Horton.
Yes, colleague.
That was an amazing answer. Thank you, Supreme Master.
I'm glad that it helps.
Yes. We can do better about respecting all faith, and we will.
It has to be mutual, you know, mutual.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Thank you. I have a question about health. We see that government leadership has recognized that the overwhelming decline of health and obesity stem from the diet of our youth.
Yes.
U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama, working with the United States Department of Agriculture, introduced My Plate, which replaces the old food pyramid. In My Plate, the image of a plate is divided into basic food groups: fruit, vegetables, grains, and protein, which is a smaller circle with a smaller circle on the side for dairy products.
Oh.
This seems to be a start. Can you comment on how government can have a greater leadership role in influencing people to eat healthier?
Yes. Thank you, Commissioner Horton. The government is in the best leadership role to help people eat healthier, which to many doctors and experts means eating vegan food. As we mentioned earlier, the government must work with the media to direct people toward good information sources. The U.S. government's My Plate campaign that you mentioned was launched by First Lady Michelle Obama is an improvement from the standard diet of the past because it emphasizes more plant-based eating than ever before. It is to be applauded and strengthened. I very much admire her. For example, it indicates that about 3/4 of your plate should be vegan, 1/2 fruits and vegetables, and another 1/4 grains. Right. But the best, of course, would be that governments recommend the recipes for compassion as well as health, you know, moral, virtues, compassion, godlike quality. Yes. Health is just a byproduct of a compassionate lifestyle. Now, we don't always have to eat vegetable. It looks all green and yellow like that. No, nowadays we have vegan sausage. It's delicious. Vegan steaks, vegan pork, vegan chicken, vegan eggs, vegan whatever you want. And it's delicious, delicious, delicious. Yes, and everyone would enjoy it. If they have all that, they would never bother to go to meat again because it tastes even better than meat. And you become healthy almost immediately. After 1 week, you feel big difference. Not heavy like before. You feel lighter, more easy to think, more easy to concentrate, less sleepy, more efficient at work. Now, in the animal-free organic vegan diet, we will find everything we need, 100%. 100% for health, for moral standard, for blessing. Yes, for blessing. Because that is the diet that goes with heaven, heaven standard. So heaven will bless us no end. Animals also will bless us no end. And the Mother Earth will bless us no end. Because we go with the flow. If we go with heaven standard, we will meet heaven. And we will see heaven at the end. And even now, in this world already. To help people eat healthier, governments can simply provide facts. Since there is a lot of scientific research already available that highlights the hazards of meat and dairy consumption. The government must also be courageous enough to help reverse outdated myths about the meat and dairy industry. Abolish all this wrong information and bad lobby. Thank you, thank you. Such as the one saying protein and calcium must be obtained from these animals' base source. That is wrong. For example, there are studies clearly showing that consuming cow's milk rather than reducing would increase the risk of osteoporosis. Yes, and today's research informs us that plant-based foods provide the perfect amount of balanced protein for human needs naturally, without the side effect like cholesterol or sickness or bacteria stuff. Instead of subsidizing the meat and dairy industries, the government should pass along the real cost of producing meat, which would help people think twice about their purchases. If the government subsidizes not the meat industry anymore, then the meat price will go sky high. And if the government subsidizes the organic farming, then all the healthy fruit and vegetable will be like almost free for the people, so they can compare the price. They buy what healthy for them, and it tastes good as well. If the environmental cleanup needed for all the pollution from livestock waste is factored in as well, then the economic cost alone would be too high. All the tax money also leaking there as well. Yeah. Ultimately, Madam Horton, your government policies must promote and subsidize organic vegan farming and stop subsidies for animal industry. You see, subsidize life and health, not disease and death. Subsidize organic vegan diet means life. Life and health. Organic farming, life and health. Subsidize life and health. And ideally, madam, governments should ban all animal products, just like they ban tobacco and smokings. Yeah? The people rely on the government to lead them. That's why we call them leaders. Yes? And if the leaders spoke, people will listen. That's why you are leaders. Leaders must lead correctly and righteously. If you know what is right for people, you are the leaders. You lead. You tell them. In Vietnam or China, we even call the government or the government leaders parents of the people. As parents, you have the right to ban whatever not good for your children. Just like at home you ban violent video, sex video for your children. You have the right to do that. And people will thank you for it. So, why don't we strive, you know, to ban all harmful, poisonous, lethal products. Alcohol, cigarette, drugs, including meat and other animal products.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide.
Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion annually in the United States alone.
Depression, light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, and kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer. Kidney cancer. Bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Emphysema. Bronchitis. Stroke. Impotence.
Additional harms for exposure to secondhand smoke. 600,000 deaths worldwide each year. Childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood. Sudden infant death syndrome. More than 80% of the babies who die are exposed to secondhand smoke. Infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection. Cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women. Lung damage in children, leading to adult emphysema. Lung cancer in non-smoking restaurant servers. Hearing loss across all frequencies. Childhood behavioral problems when exposed while in the womb. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
All the information about vegan benefits and animal products' harmful effects should be posted everywhere, on billboard and government internet website, make a billboard outside, advertisement sites everywhere, on website in all possible media and possible corner of the world. And obligatory posting in all markets, food stores, etc., etc. We have to do something, not just wishy-washy. As parents, of the whole nation. The government is responsible for the health of their subjects, like parents to the children. As an official yourself, madam, I thank you and commend you for always thinking of the best interests of the people. You are the real example of a mother of the nation. Michelle Obama is a real example of mother of the nation. We call them mother of the nation in Vietnam or China. Mẫu nghi thiên hạ, meaning the mother under the heaven. That great title is bestowed upon the queen of a nation, or the first lady of the nation. It's the same. She's the queen of America right now. You see, the government, we call them parents of the citizens. Now, you are taking people's best interest at heart, whether in making a new policy or maintaining an efficient budget. And I wish that leaders in charge of food and health will likewise make righteous policies and use of the tax dollars wisely for the benefit of the people. Now, in your work assisting the disempowered people, you have proved that with a little help, even the most helpless can become self-sufficient and develop themselves. And you, one person, make such a big difference for thousands of people. Imagine if the other leaders, the whole nation's leader, are doing something with real people interest at heart and not care about their supporting finance money for the next election or whatever. I am sorry to be so blunt. Now, similarly, with just a little jump start from the government, people will be empowered to lead longer, healthier lifestyle and morally fit lifestyle. I don't think any nation would dare to eye your country if your whole country, people healthy, virtuous, morally fit, and know what's right from wrong. And thanks to the leader of the government, the leading role of the government, you see? Leader have to lead, and have to lead righteously. In China or Vietnam, we call the king, you know, now president. Yeah, we don't have many kings anymore, so president is like king. We call them son of heaven. Thiên tử, thiên tử, means son of heaven. Means you represent the Father in heaven to take care of your subjects, to take care of God's children on earth. So we call them son of heaven. Yeah, they liken the king or the president of the country as the son of heaven. So the son of heaven has to rule, has to rule as a son of heaven, as the best leader for the people, always with people's interests at heart, no matter what it costs. And it won't cost much. It won't cost as much as war. It won't cost as much as conflict within the countries. Yes. And in the long run, it will save a lot of money because the health benefit will be no longer necessary. People will be more educated and behave and grateful to the government. Then you no need to have army even. People will just love you. But you see, I also thank the U.S. First Lady and government profoundly for the veg diet promotion. They're doing their best. I mean, they are the first even. The first government, first leaders of the nation ever do this. Openly. So actively. Yeah? And U.S. government is the first government to openly support and declare it. I salute the courage and wisdom and goodwill. Nevertheless, more should be done. Stronger measures should be implemented. Thank you.
Thank you, Supreme Master. Yeah.
Even lawmakers, you know, should consider passing a vegan diet bill as soon as possible to save lives and the planet and save your financial crisis. Be veg, go green, do good. That's all I ask. Three things. Be veg, go green, do good. Do I ask too much? No. Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too, Commissioner Horton. And I ask that for your own good even. Be veg, go green, do good. That's all we have to do. And okay, if you become enlightened, good for you. If you don't, that's enough for heaven. Already heaven will bless you forever.
But we must do right.
I don't mean you, I mean the planet, people. Yes, we must. We must, madam, we must. There's no other choice. There are only two ways to do things. The correct way and the incorrect way. There's only two ways. Simple. I am a simple person. Okay, thank you. Any more questions?
Yes, our last question.
Yeah, I got all excited and passionate about these things.
You just finished talking about the government.
Yes.
Now, I have this last question. You know, it's
yes,
really
sir.
Simple. The Supreme Master, the organic diet is the answer. Our planet and fellow being will indeed benefit so much from it if we all change right now to a more compassionate and loving diet.
That's
the
right, sir.
Plant-based vegan diet.
Right, sir.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, the last question of the interview session. Religion shapes the hopes, dreams, morals, and values of an estimated 85% of the world's population. How can we promote partnerships between religious groups by putting aside ideological differences and combining their voices to create the greatest influence on political leaders for them to address environmental issues? Supreme Master Ching Hai, can you help bring the leaders of all major religions together for this purpose, for the good of the planet?
How am I going to do that?
I've been trying to think for a long time, and I just don't know how.
Good question, sir. I don't know, sir. You are very, very kind. I'm only passionate about the human's life and the value of our planet and the people. But I'm not sure if I could do what you ask. I'm only doing what I can, yes? But this is a good question, sir. Yeah, I try my best all the time. And I know you do your best as well, such as through your work, you have organized an interfaith discussion last year about the role that different religions can play to promote environmental stewardship. You see, you have more power than I do, a secular power. I'm just a meditation teacher. This care for the earth and our fellow inhabitants can be expressed in terms of the golden rule that we mentioned earlier, the five principles of peace, universal principles. That is logical, harmonious principles for everybody. It doesn't have to be religious. Everyone, be it Buddhist, Muslim, or even atheist, if they follow the five golden rules, you know, universal peace principle, then life would be paradise on earth, yes. Now, the first principle of ahimsa, meaning non-violence, which is to avoid harm to any other beings, be it human and animals. So now, we try to remind everyone, regardless of their faith, to return to this timeless ideal. That is why I have called upon the world's spiritual and religious people to meditate and pray together for world vegan, world peace. If we have world vegan, then we will have world peace as well as the outcome. When we don't kill animal anymore, then we don't kill each other. Thank you. Now, I'm glad to see that it was helping. You see, in our television, they call it the Supreme Master Television, I have tried to arrange that all the religious scriptures, main points, has been aired together.
Yes.
Yes. Then you can see that. And that's the best I can do. So people can see that it's ridiculous to fight with each other. My religion, your religion, say the same thing.
Yes.
Yes. So if anyone, after reading all this common ground of different religious orders, still want to fight in the name of Muslim or in the name of Christian, I think they just want to benefit themselves. There's no excuse to do that anymore. Yes? I also agree that religious and spiritual leaders should work together and let people know that it's time to change, that the planet is in urgent danger now, and we must be more loving in our actions, whatever religion we belong to, and be vegan to save it, whatever religion we belong to, or non-religion we belong to. There are quite a few other leaders, like His Holiness the Pope, also tried to gather some different faith, Muslim people, to come to him and discussing things. And I'm glad that it has worked out in some areas, yes. But all religions belong to God. We all say we worship God. Then why fight for God? This is ridiculous, really. We have to grow up, that's it. We have to grow up as adults and talk together instead of using bullet. Everybody can do that. What heroic action in that? Go out and blow people in the market, everybody blown into pieces, including children and harmless women. What heroic action I can see in that? I don't see it. I'm sorry, I don't see any hero in these kind of actions. For example, I don't see anybody heroic in pulling the trigger and terminate another person's life. He's not born to die like that. Whenever God wants him to die, he dies. But it's not by such a violent means like that. So religious and spiritual leaders should recognize that this is not a request for them to compromise their ideology or to glorify the other faith. It is because the principles of being loving and kind is really central to every religion, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Then why do we act contrary? Huh? It's another thing. You see, also, the religious leaders must personally change.
Yes, I agree.
Be our compassionate vegan role models and thereby demonstrate a most powerful way to love all and protect all on this planet. Thank you, Commissioner Avila. And thank you all of you. Thank you all of you for your supportive applause. I feel I have friends sitting there. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for all your answers to our question.
Welcome,
Supreme Master Qinghai, it has been an amazing experience to meet and converse with you. It's quite a privilege for Patricia, Sherry, and myself to have been given the opportunity to ask questions and exchange ideas with you.
The privilege is mine, sir. The honor is all mine. I'm so grateful that you honor me this way. Thank you so much. I have tried my best. Since I know your invitation, I have been thinking day and night until now to think of the answers that would really benefit you and your people. I'm not just trying to talk or convert you or people into my way of life or anything. I was sincerely, honestly, genuinely concerned that if any word I have spoken through the grace of heaven should benefit people, your people or any people who are listening. I was really deep into prayer and meditation to try so that the words will sincerely make an impact in the souls of the world's people and your country.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Cherished viewers, thank you for your presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for Part 7 of World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice. Up next is music and poetry, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your life be graced abundantly with God's boundless love and blessings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.